I guess my question is, do you think it's too late for me?
What?
I mean, am I just doomed to be the person that I am? The person in that book? I mean, it's not too late for me, is it? It's not too late. Diane, I need you to tell me that it's not too late.
Bojack, I
need you to tell me that I'm a good person. I know that I can be selfish and narcissistic and self-destructive, but underneath all that, deep down, I'm a good person, and I need you to tell me that I'm good. Diane, tell me, please, Diane, tell me that I'm good.
I want to start by asking you, there's a movie you keep going back to.
One of a couple of movies that I keep going back to is the animated movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. The movies that I usually go back to here, the movies that just make me feel that I'm enjoying myself. Which I think it's a tendency شوية لما الواحد يتفرج على أفلام كتير بيبدأ الإدارة إيه الحاجة المختلفة إيه الحاجة اللي بتعمل حاجة interesting إيه الحاجة اللي فيها هنا فكرة حلوة اللي فيها مش عارف إيه اللي متصورة حلو اللي whatever بس الواحد بيبدا ينسى enjoyment and I think it's the same kind of in life او الواحد بيقعد analyze كتير في لحظه وبعدين kind of start forgetting kind of how to enjoy things and it's interesting as I say this I'm بجمع part of why I like the movie عشان it is in a way about that برضو and you see kind of all these different characters that have different struggles and they're all kind of different versions of Spider-Man وكل حد فيهم is taking kind of things very seriously and trying to kind of resolve this in this very dramatic way. And then the central character, Nafsu, once he has his kind of breakthrough moment, he just starts to enjoy himself while he's doing it.
Saad, you can't help but analyze it. Hadzak studies psychology, and this is a filter that will always be on your eyes when you're watching something. The line between you're enjoying the thing and you're analyzing the thing, it's like being a filmmaker. بشكل ما انت لما حد بيبقى مشتغل في الشغلانه بيبقى برضو ما بيعرفش يتفرج عليها بشكل كانه واحد ما يعرفش اي حاجه عن الموضوع فبحس انه في there is a very thin line بين ان الحاجه الانالايزنج بيفصل الانجويمنت وبين انه الانالايزنج it gives you a sense of a deeper pleasure في الاستمتاع بالفيلم
I think حتى لو الاناليسس بالنسبه لك حاجه enjoyable كل ما الحاجه بتبقى complex اكتر هي interesting وليها يعني gives you more diversity, but the more you get kind of very detail-oriented, you lose the visceral sense. بتخسر الأحساس إن الحاجة خبطت. The easiest kind of way to translate it من visceral لحاجة عربي is الأحساس ده خبطك. مش هحس إن الأحساس خبطني لو if it's very kind of deep and nuanced, ممكن. It's just you need to slow down من ناحية إن you're kind of turning off the analytical part and you're just taking in الحاجة وهي خبطت.
خليني أسألك سؤال بالعكس تليحاً ديت إنه سبايدر مان خبطك
in general, I think this is kind of, as much as there's a lot of criticism and very valid criticism that I stand with and in Aflam, but very dominated by kind of superhero movies, I think, and there is a reason for it. حتى لو هي حاجة أنا شايفها مشكلة or whatever, there is a reason that initiated this, that sense of wanting hope and wanting kind of حاجة that's fun and enjoyable and just a lightness of being. And أنت عايز تبقى عايز شايف الدنيا بشكل that's enjoyable. دي حاجة إحنا بننساها قوي. And then I think movies like this or even just superficial-ish movies in general بتخلي الواحد يحس الأحساس ده تاني. I feel like I went through this with film and in general and with psychology and with my kind of journey with being a client in therapy, then being a therapist and then kind of seeing all of this. إنه الواحد في الأول بيبقى فيه مشكلة ومش فاهمها, then they try to kind of understand it, and then at some point you get lost. And then you stop acting. Or rather acting, you stop being. بطل اللي انت تعمل الحاجة وخلص. وكل حاجة وراها فكرة وراها سبب وراها. But that's where you get stuck, and I think that's growing up. يعني الواحد بيبدأ في الأول enjoying things, and then العالم بيخبطه. It's a different خبطة بقى مختلفة. And then you start either الناس أو society أو whatever. خلينك تحس إن أنت كده دي حاجة دي بسيطة. And then you start doing it. إيه ده ثانية واحدة بتضحك على الموضوع ده مش بسيط خالص. But then we get stuck in that. يعني growing up is kind of getting out of that. But then we get kind of stuck in it for أوقات كتير. And I think a lot of people, their kind of path في الحياة مثلا بيبقى دايما إن هو they get fed up with this, so they go to enjoyment. But they go too much to enjoyment. So then يبدأوا ينسوا أصلا إذا سب ثانية واحدة I want deep conversations. And they go to deep conversations. إذا ثانية واحدة الحياة بقت كلها deep conversations to enjoyment. And then they go to enjoy. And then you're stuck kind of trying to balance الحاجتين مع بعض. It strikes the balance بالنسبة لي إنه there is a meaning behind it. And there's something kind of very meaningful in it. Ironically, again, أنا بقولها وأنا مش قصدي to be kind of this meta, which is a little bit annoying in this belly, but the movie itself does say this in it's a leap of faith, and you need to kind of take the step and خلاص مش تحضرت وعملت, but it's also important to just act. Once in a time, you have kind of these skills, so you need to balance both. If you're just acting, you're not adding anything new to the العالم, but if you are just thinking, you're also not adding anything new, and you're just thinking, you're not actually living, you're not applying, you're not kind of doing any of these things. And Spider-Man is a good message of that. Trust yourself and trust kind of what you're doing. متحبلش قوي برضو تعمل things just on instinct وخلاص, بس you find kind of some kind of balance in between.
It's very interesting اسمعك بتقول كده, علشان ده بيهد كل the pre-assumptions بتاع discussion that has been going on for the past I think 2 or 3 years على is superhero movies cinema.
So I have kind of a point to say, I think it's cinema or not cinema.
Please, oh.
So I think when people say that, even though they're saying this isn't cinema, I don't think that's necessarily the thing. I don't think they would say that لو ما كانتش بقى superhero movies are dominating everything else. يعني I think that's the actual issue, and people will say oh دي مش سينما, بس مشكلته مش ان دي مش سينما, مشكلته من دي بقت بتديفاين السينما,
دي بس السينما.
As I said before, this film is this festival is a spiritual home for filmmakers and the art of cinema, particularly important now when cinema is devalued, demeaned, belittled from all sides. Not necessarily the business side, but certainly the art. And since the 80s, there's been, you know, a focus on numbers. That is, and it's kind of repulsive. It's like, of course, the cost of a movie is one thing. We understand that a film costs a certain amount. They expect to at least get the amount back. Plus, I get it. But the emphasis is now on numbers, cost, the opening weekend. How much you made in USA, how much you made in England, how much you made in Asia. How much it made in the entire world, how many views it got. And as a filmmaker and as a person who can't imagine life without cinema, you know, I've always find it really insulting.
I could have made the movie very true to the original, but that's not my style.
بس خليني أسألك، إحنا وإحنا كنا بنتكلم you mentioned فيلم مثلا زي Perfect Blue، وإحنا كنا لسه بنتكلم عن Spider-Man. طبعا Perfect Blue is a lot more extreme, a lot more explicit and a lot more كل حاجة. It's not for, it's not a kid's movie by any means, بس they both tackle the issue of identity and how the identity is shaped, واحد by being a hero or trying to be a hero. ناحية تانية it's about a girl who's a celebrity and being a celebrity shakes her identity, shatters her identity basically. مع ان الطابق فيه شيء من السيميلاريتي، بس what makes these movies too different؟
انا هقول هما differently thematically، then هقول لك ليه ممكن هما different احساسا بالنسبة لي. It's صح، they're both kind of looking at identity، بس الفوكس بوينت بتاع Spider-Man المين كاركتر نفسه how he's finding his identity. While that is a part of Perfect Blue, I think the bigger point of Perfect Blue is how society is reacting to غريبة نوع and say social media, even though social media did not exist in that. من الحاجات فاجئتني when I watched this movie. Now, this is الفيلم ده معمول في أول الإنترنت, where it's trying to imagine what will happen to celebrity culture once the internet kind of comes into play. إيه اللي هيحصل؟ الناس هتبدأ to interact مع celebrities إزاي؟ إحنا كسوسايتي بنتعامل إزاي مع ال identities of celebrities that they kind of
بتاعت celebrities اللي إحنا we kind of helped shaping.
بالضبط. لو they initially create أول ما هما بيطلعوا on the screen and then they interact with the society and then إيه الكارثة بقى اللي بتحصل once society kind of takes this and then it starts abusing it. And I think it's very relevant if you're looking at it for Perfect Blue, you're looking at it as examination لحاجة. It doesn't seem completely personal. It's part of society, but now it seems to me a little bit more personal. And there's so many of us and so many different people that in some shape or form have a social media identity. But it's become far more accessible having that kind of superficial identity. And I know people who have struggled with this and struggled with finding, which بس احنا مين في, I think they have to a degree a sense of هم مين, but it just gets blurred and their sense of kind of setting boundaries. That's what I notice a lot in the sense of setting boundaries بيبدأ يسيح. لأن انت on one hand مش هقول you have to, but it feels at times like you have to. It feels like that's what kind of gets people to interact with you is when you start to open those boundaries. Most people will do that when they reveal only specific parts of themselves, بس الناس بتاخدها as their actual kind of identity. Well, I think دي حاجة كلنا غصب عننا بنعملها عشان that's what we're used to. احنا اللي انت بتوريهولي ده انا هاخده ان هو ده شخصيتك. وفي ناس ما بيبقاش هدفها كده من الأول, it feels like they have an initial healthier kind of relationship to it, بس غصب عنك again the economics of it, انت عايز to get kind of more reach. Whatever the thing that you're doing انت عايز تنشرها, أو even if you're a small business or whatever, بس أنا I'm talking about occupations where انت كبني آدم بقيت البرودكت. To get ahead in your career it will help massively if you have a good following, but بتضطر حتى لو initially انت فاهم ان أنا مش عايز دي تبقى الحاجة اللي بتحركني, انت مضطر تعملها عشان هي دي الحاجة اللي هتحركك قدام في الكارير بتاعك, and there's nothing kind of wrong with that. بس then it kind of blurs your lines عشان ما هو طول ما انت جايلك interaction ده فpart of it هتأفكت كيف تبدأ تتعود ان ده الطبيعي, and that kind of becomes a problem. And I think that's kind of clear in Perfect Blue برضو, and she kind of starts to struggle في أوقات كتير بين هي مين this kind of fake identity مين, وما بتبقاش متأكدة وأنا اللي عملت كده even though in Perfect Blue turns out and it's not her, she gets confused by all of these,
she gets confused things. في مرحلة ما إن دي هي نفسها
هي اللي عملت كده بالظبط,
كأن the two identities بتوعها they're chasing each other, they're attacking each other.
I think for many people that's a realistic experience.
أصل
حاجة أنت بتعملها مهما قلت لنفسك ومهما أنت فاهم ومهما كلها you're still doing it, فat some point مخك بيبدأ يحاول يلاقي تبرير لأنت بتعمل كده ليه. At some point your lines get blurred. This has become a part of your life and it can be very easy to get lost and dragged in it. So thematically, Perfect Blue is very different in this.
Perfect Blue is running from their identity or from their perceived identity. And the other one is trying to make peace with their identity.
Say Spider-Man is someone trying to discover his identity. Perfect Blue is someone who is trying to sustain his boundaries in a society that's constantly blurring those boundaries. The idea there is you see kind of a healthier kind of realization for the parent. And the father starts out as very kind of overprotective. And then at a certain point, he starts to actually talk to his child as a person and his son as an actual person, right? That you want to know his full kind of emotional experience of this, which is something very relevant and is very important. So he talks about that. So you see, Menachet identity, how there's a release of the identity of the child, the son here, once he's given that
had to be tamil ma'aka person.
Yeah. And then so that allows him to kind of release his identity. So there's a sense of release. Whereas the perfect blue, it's not the sense of release. So احساس ان في حد عمال بيسيح او society عمالة بتسيح عليه وهو ما بقاش عارف هو فين والsociety فين والidentity اللي هو خلقها عشان interact مع society راحت فين كل ده بدأ يسيح على بعض. So they're both kind of about identity. واحدة is about releasing your identity. One of هو رعب بني آدم من ان هي اللي هيحصل لما كل الحاجات دي عمالة تسيح على بعض. Perfect blue creates this dystopian kind of thing that brings out very important questions, and I say like part of it did happen, but it's also not as bleak as we're all sitting here, but we're having a psychotic breakdown.
It spans the globe like a superhighway. It is called internet
worldwide.
What?
I'm a bit of an internet junkie.
Internet.
What is internet anyway?
The internet is a work in progress,
and it only takes a few minutes until you're online.
Having the internet in our home has had a great impact on our lives.
Engineers now predict the day will come when we get all our newspapers and magazines by home computer, but that's a few years off.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Exactly.
Hey, you know the internet, right?
That big, important thing that keeps everything in our lives running and gives everyone the entirety of human knowledge in the palm of their hands. What do you think happens to it when it's gone?
Hey, aren't you the horse from Horsin' Around?
أكتر الناس اللي تستراجل مع ده هم السلابريتيز لأنه especially لما حد يكون in the arts أو حد يكون بيمثل أو حد يكون بيشتغل شغلانة معتمدة بشكل أساسي على how people perceive it. خلي يجي في دماغي أكتر Bojack Horseman, علشان it's kind of هو كأنه حد went through this journey and they miserably failed to deal with what's expected of them. طول الوقت حاسس the disappointment علشان lives up to the potential اللي هو كان شايفه نفسه اللي هو مبني على اللي الناس كانت شايفه له اللي هو مبني على البريز اللي هو كان بيجيله في وقت معين في حياته اللي هو كله نابع بقى من حتة اللي انت كنت تتكلم معايا فيها قبل كده processing trauma الاكسبكتيشن اللي الناس حطاها عليك او حته ان انت مستني praise من الناس او حته انه you're expecting حتى من نفسك حاجات مش realistic هي اللي بتبقى الحاجات اللي بتحاول to fill the hole فشل الشخص في التعامل مع التروما في حياته سابه فخليني قبل ما get deep يعني project horseman ايه اللي شدك اصلا انك تتفرج عليه؟
Well, the first thing اللي شدني أو اللي خليني اتفرج عليه the reviews of the first season weren't that high and then they got higher as things kind of progressed. Okay. They got much higher. Once I started watching it, اللي شدني إنه it was thick and it was tackling trauma. It was tackling kind of issues and problems kind of people were facing. حاجة that I would say is different بقى ما بين the BoJack Horseman and Perfect Blue in this sense of celebrity is إنه starts factoring in accountability. Society did this. مش خلاص society حطتك في الحتة دي. Yes, ماشي. أهلك عملوا فيك all of these different things. All of this needs to be processed. 100%. كل ده أثر عليك. 100%. You're still accountable for your actions. And this was kind of the interesting thing بالنسبة لي, the thing that BoJack Horseman brought that was different. And it even challenged my feelings about this session. At certain points, you start to feel empathy للشخص وتبدأ تتبرر له. The more kind of you get into it, the more the series starts challenging you. تبدأ تزقك إن لا بص هيعمل كذا
وبيعمل حاجات أوحش.
الحلقة اللي بعدها أو السيزون اللي بعدها هيعمل حاجات أوحش. هنا أوحش. And every time he just tries to rehabilitate himself, يبدأ يشتغل على نفسه, you're rooting for him. تبدأ لا يا رب ما حدش يعرف. يا حرام ما حدش يعرف إيه الحاجات اللي عملها. And then at the end of the day, so you start questioning yourself. In therapy, there is a concept of counter transference. And it's very important. And the counter transference ده بيبص على أنت كثيرابيست. بدأت تريأكت للشخص اللي قدامك ده ازاي. You need to start processing why is this happening with you عشان this becomes kind of useful therapeutically. It becomes useful ليك انت كبني ادم تفهم why are you reacting kind of this way. ممكن تقول you're acting this way وعندك حق. يكون فعلا في مشكلة الشخصية that's triggering you. فتحتاج تفهم why it's triggering you so you can kind of work with the client. In this, there is a little bit of that sense in no. There's something very triggering about this على فكرة ان هو هيكشف and I'm very uncomfortable مع فكرة ان هو people are going to kind of know what happened. And then it pushes بالنسبة لي أنا what was relevant بالنسبة لي and I started back at some point I was forced to let up that question oh, why am I constantly defending a الشخص ده and
why do I relate
so and I think that's even though I wouldn't relate to his actions but it's that fear of الواحد بيبقى دايما خايف ان هو لو غلط you want to be forgiven. And I think there are a lot of actions where you can. But there are other actions where either you can't, أو هي مش بتاعتك. And أكتر حاجة that I remember in that whole series, you know, there was a scene where his friend who is dying from cancer, بيقول له, I won't forgive you. أنا مش هسامحك. يعني yes. أيوة مش. أنت بتعمل حاجات دي كلها. أيوة. Whatever. انت بتعمل كل الحاجات دي عشان تعتذر لي ماشي that's kind of your thing دي حاجة بتاعتك انت انا بقى انا مش مطالب ان انا سامحك I don't need to forgive you and I think that this is very important because I think it's missing when people are kind of processing their trauma side I think it's missing من الناحيتين sometimes the person who was traumatized they end up in the natural progression انه خلاص لو الشخص جا واعتذر لي At some point, حسم. And that could be a good thing. And in a lot of cases, it is. But you need to make sure this is بقى حاجة ممكنة ومش حاجة inevitable. مش حاجة محتومة. مش حاجة لازم تحصل. يعني حاجة ممكن تحصل. حاجة ممكن لما حد يعتذر لي لو أنا حسيت إن أنا كويس كفاية. أنا ممكن أسامحه وممكن لا. And this is something that I think we بنقفله. Option ما بنسيبوش مفتوح. إنه either ما تسمعش الشخص اللي هو ما بيعتذر لكش وخلاص بس لما حتى بيعتذر لك the always the expectation is انه لو عملها بشكل صح يعني لو انت ما عملتش الاعتذار probably عشان هو ما اعتذرش كفاية او ما عملش he didn't do it in the right way whereas this is challenging you to think انه لا ساعات actually بيعتذر بالطريقة الصح بيعمل كل حاجة صح بس for whatever reason you don't want to forgive him مش مسؤوليتك it's not your responsibility to forgive ومن ناحية تانية لو انت الشخص بيعتذر It's totally understandable and it's a good thing in انت بتعتذر. It's a good thing you're trying to make amends. It's a good thing you're trying to kind of resolve the problems that you did and resolve the mistakes you did. ده مش معناها ده.
هو مش مطالب ان هو يسامح.
Those two things not seen in general.
كلام فيهم ناقص.
كلام فيهم ناقص وهي فكرة مش موجودة عند ناس كتير. ده ما يقللش من فكرة ان حد بيعتذر. This is a good thing. ان البني ادم بيعتذر. بغض النظر عن الشخص اللي قدامه. قبل الاعتذار ولا لا or accepted it ولا لا يعني those two things can exist at the same time واحنا ما بناخدش بالنا من حاجة زي كده we don't most people don't
دي واحدة من الحاجات remarkable قوي في بوجاك هورسمان انه it's very blunt مش بيحاول يجمل الحاجات مش بيحاول يزبون فيد الحاجات it's very very blunt it doesn't start getting deeper قوي كده until season 3 او season القاتل يعني اللي هو انت تعب تفرج في حلقات انا يعني فاكر كنت بتكلم مع ناس برضه واصدقائي بيتفرجوا حد حاسس حد قال لي مش قادر اكمل وحاسس انه هكمل
الحلقه اه ده كان اساسي
قوي
ليه انا بقى بس كده بتفرج على كرتون ابيسود يعني not kind of what you expect اتقل من بلاك ميرور يعني بلاك ميرور was the first thing that made me feel that way and this was far more intense on an emotional level اللي هو أرجوك ما تقريبيش أي حاجة تانية أنت أصلا وإنت بتتكلم دلوقتي جاف بالي يعني عشان you're talking about the touch وافتكرت أتقل episode I think for many people تقتل the cat character the agent لما كانت imagine a grandchild of hers هي في المستقبل هتبقى عاملة إزاي it starts by playing on your need to have hope هي بتبقى access point كمان خالص أنا عارف إن أنتوا عايزين hope أنا حواريولكو and then it kind of gets demolished by the end of the episode عشان تبدأ تكتشف إن this isn't something that definitely هتخلص بنهاية سعيدة this is actually someone wanting it to end in a good way which is something that we all relate to إن كل حد فينا عايز حياته تخلص بشكل حلو عايز يصدق ان this is the inevitable thing ان الواحد حياته بتخلص بشكل حلو. I want all of these things that happened to me, all of the bad things that happened to me, all the bad things that I did, all of this negativity, I want all this trauma to have meaning في الاخر. And the bluntness of that episode, عشان ده اللي خلاها تيجي في بالي, I'm going to go to the bluntness of it. The bluntness of that episode, كانت تقول لك لا, ممكن وممكن. I think that's the part that is healthy to, for someone to at some point reach, but it takes a long process. But just accepting ان مش كل حاجة لازم هيبقى ليها معنى. I know that this is a helpful thing and sometimes gives people hope and I don't want to kind of diminish that, فأوقات هي كويسة. But it's always about
accepting انه ساعات ان فيش meaning في الحاجات او meaning مش هنفهم.
كل حاجة ليها meaning. او زي ما انت بتقول ماشي, انت if you're someone who believes ان كل حاجة ليها معنى then adjust it لان مش كل حاجة ليها معنى انت هتفهمه. وكل المعنى اللي انت مش فاهمه ده اصلا مش بالضرورة هيكون كويس ليك. So accept that. In therapy, there are so many different types of therapies and so many different ways of kind of treating someone and dealing with someone. بس الغالبية العظمى من الحاجات دي بتتمحور على حاجة واحدة. And it's about helping someone be more flexible. Just be more flexible. شن resilience, that's a more complicated kind of thing. But it's about kind of giving yourself more flexibility, having the ability to accept things and then figure out انت عايز تعمل ايه. Just to accept things. بس انت اكسبت دي حاجه ممكنه ومش عاجبك فخلاص ابدا تصرف بقى عشان تغيرها او to do something about it. بس accept فكره ان دي حاجه اصلا موجوده, يعني accept that this kind of exists. And what Bojack Horseman does مع البلانتنس دي كلها is it's trying to force you to accept that these things exist. And what I agree with you, it gets kind of more intense in, from season 3 kind of onwards, but it's that idea is still there even in season 1 when it ends. وهو عمال بيقول شكل, was that the ending of the season or I was just in the last episode? So when he keeps telling Sai Diane or before you tell me that I'm a good person, that thing that was bluntness that was trying to get you to accept the fact انه الرد ده might not exist, انه الرد انه انت بني ادم كويس that might not exist. ده مش معنى ان انت مش بني ادم كويس, just ان الشخص اللي قدامك ده عنده الحق انه ما يبقاش شايفك ان انت بني ادم كويس. يعني if this does not mean خلاص انت بني ادم وحش, بس الشخص التاني عنده الحق ان يشوفك كده and that exists. ممكن مع فكره ان انت بني ادم كويس مع حد تاني او انت بقيت بني ادم كويس بعدين, بس at some point you were, والشخص ده من حقه ان هو يبقى شايفك بالشكل ده.
انا فهمتها بطريقه تانيه. انا فهمتها انه why do you need someone to tell you that you're a good person, you have to accept انه maybe other people, maybe the people around you will not acknowledge it. انت ليه مستني ان حد يقول لك ان انت شخص كويس؟
انت ممكن اصلا ما تبقاش a good person مع الشخص ده, مش من حقك ان انت بس again
مش من حقك ان انت تفضل تفورسه ان هو يصلح صورتك عن نفسك.
بالظبط بالظبط. انت عملت الحاجه دي خلاص انت عملتها. And then it's about kind of لو انت عملتها بقى it's about finding how do you live with this. وده مش معناه ان الشخص التاني لازم يتقبل اعتذارك, ده مش معناه ان الشخص التاني محتاج يشوفك كشخص كويس, ده مش معناه كل الحاجات. You, this is why I say central kind of thing that differentiates اللي بتخلي Bojack Horseman مختلف عن حاجات تانية كتير, it focuses a lot on that accountability. Again, ونرجع نقول تربية الشخص السيئة, society, الحاجات دي كلها, these are very valid points. دي فعلا مشاكل حقيقية, مشاكل موجودة. نفس الوقت, at the end of the day, you are now an adult. Accountability of things as an adult. And you might make mistakes, but you have to be accountable for your mistakes. And some mistakes you can move on from, some mistakes you can be forgiven for, some you just won't be.
Yeah, and let that sink in, yeah. The idea of forgiving, خلتني أفكر, accepting إنه this person might not forgive you, or not waiting for this person to forgive you, أو إنه الشخص ده عنده الحق إنه هو طار إنه هو ما يسامحش. الجملة دي بالذات. Does this apply to forgiving a parent?
Miles, it's your dad. Please open the door. Miles, I can see your shadow moving around. Yeah, okay, I get it. I get it. He's still ignoring me. Look, can we talk for a minute? Something happened. Look, sometimes people drift apart, Miles. Then I don't want that to happen to us, okay? Look, I know I don't always do what you need me to do or say what you need me to say, but I'm... I see this spark in you. It's amazing. It's why I push you, but it's yours. Whatever you choose to do with it, you'll be great. Look, call me when you can, okay? I love you. You don't have to say it back, though.
In the house, we need to get a medic in here. Is there a doctor around?
I just didn't make
you,
I,
if you
I,
think I that's a masterpiece, what is Citizen Kane?
It's great, but it's very it was an inexpensive movie, so financially
who gives a shit?
And I have just two questions.